I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Miranda, like, presents as mommy, but is actually baby.
Miranda's baby.
She's she and I'm me.
Not me, not Hermione. Yo.
God, what is your childhood trauma?
I am a cocksucker.
Hello! Your life's going down the toilet.
Eugene, sub Tourette's.
Welcome to Like a Virgin, the and just like that recap series where we sign Michael Patrick King's death warrant. I'm Rose Domu.
And I'm Fran Tirado. I will say, I think something that I figured out about myself and how I'm consuming the show is there's kind of a there's like two different reactions that I can have to literally anything that happens on And Just Like That. Either I am lolling because I'm earnestly entertained and engaged by the thing that is happening, which has happened with a lot of like Charlotte moments in the show. The show obviously still has a lot of really good one-liners and moments where I'm like, haha, that's funny. And then we have the hysterical and loudest laughter at what are some of the worst things I've ever heard on the screenwriting level. And one of them, this episode, was Aiden saying, well, he had psilocybin in his system.
God. Where could a 14-year-old even get magic mushrooms?
Like
literally, probably from someone younger than him. Like and who calls them magic mushrooms?
And the fact that, like, I just have to say about this moment, so maddening and shows the ass of the writers on this show under, like, the fact that psilocybin was in his system, introduced on the plot level as something that is heightening the stakes of Aiden's relationship to his kids and whether or not he's going to, like, stay with Carrie, whatever. It's like, oh, he had mushrooms in his system. Mushrooms, psilocybin, something that has been, like, widely approved by the FDA and doctors, something that literally is less dangerous than a lot of the other drugs and things that, like, they do on this show and that kids can do. It is, like, far and beyond one of, like, it was just hilarious to me. I was like, the fact that the writers are like, oh, what's a crazy drug? Psilocybin.
I know. Why wasn't he doing, like, black tar heroin?
Yeah.
Why wasn't he doing meth?
Honestly, like, literally, it could have just been
so weird.
Like, it could have just been coke. Like, it could have just been,
yeah,
like,
they were like,
coke,
oh,
or Molly.
He drank a beer and like was microdosing. Like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
it's like Evan Rachel Wood in 13. We got to get this kid under control.
Like, he had
no bra, no panties.
He drank some beer, popped some psilocybin gummies, like, at a 0.01, like, milligram level, and therefore was in his system. Sorry, hate to break it to you. People are drinking a few beers and microdosing mushrooms and operating heavy machinery every day. Like, every day.
Heavy machinery like this dick.
It's just hilarious. Like,
sorry.
Like, honestly, people, like, producers, like, engineers, scientists, doctors, like, working professionals, people who have 9-to-5s, are all of them are drinking a beer and taking a psilocybin gummy and still doing exactly what they need to do that day.
Whoa. It is Fran, let's slow down a little bit. You're like, so what if the bus drivers like slammed a couple of white claws? Like, whatever.
But that is
no kind of, girl.
But if the bus driver had 2 beers and also had a psilocybin gummy, the bus still do his job. Like, fully.
But we don't have to say, it's one thing, these are two different things. Like, it's okay for a 14-year-old to get a little crunk on the weekend. It's not necessarily okay for, like, anyone in the world to be wasted while they're doing their jobs. Okay? It was implied.
I am obviously being facetious, but it's just, like, it is just, like, it's kind of like the, sorry, I didn't even ask you if it's okay to call you an NB person. It's like, girl, like, these are not things. It's just like another, God. I'm haunted
still,
by this.
I still
it's just
am
another
like
thing
really
where it's
mad
like,
about that.
Girl, like, you do not know anything about people under the age of 45. And that is Kinz writing about these people. Anyways, I lost my shit when he said,
yeah, there's a little Simon in his system.
Yeah, so I'm sure we could rant forever about the different things in this episode that we hated. But I know we're pretty free form on these recaps. But, like, just, like, to introduce a wee bit of structure, like, how did you feel generally about this finale?
I felt, because we're using I feel statements, I felt like, as I said earlier, there was nothing really surprising about the finale. I obviously thoroughly enjoyed the Samantha moments. I also thought that the final scene of the actual show, which is her and Seema on a beach in Greece being like, who cares if our men ever come back to us? They're all like, you know what I mean? That is a wonderful finale moment. Like, I liked that as a polishing off to the season. I thought it was so true to the spirit of Sex and the City. But when I said earlier very flagrantly that Sex and the City 2 is better than all of it, just like that, I really do mean it. Like, there's just nothing whack. Like, there's nothing off the rocker. There's nothing crazy. There's nothing surprising. There's nothing deranged. There's nothing in this show that has, like, that has teeth. And I think that I'm frustrated by that over and over again. What about you? How psychotic are you feeling after watching the finale?
Well, I mean, that's a loaded question. I literally started Prozac yesterday. I will say the most shocking thing in this episode, even more so than Annabelle Bronstein, and the other thing that made me scream, was in Carrie and Aiden's sex scene at the end. Carrie had sex without a bra on, which she's never done. That was literally in Sarah Jessica Parker's contract for the original run of Sex and the City, and we saw Sarah Jessica Parker's side boob. If you want to hear all of our thoughts about Men Just Like That, go to patreon.com/likeavirgin and become a patron. Mm-mm-mm.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.